Money, 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 money. Morning. I am Phil Williams. It's the Phil Show on News Talk 98.7 U.S. Open. Yeah, Rory McIlroy is one under after two holes. Tigers even after one. I mean, they're just getting started pretty much of the 120th U.S. Open at Winged Foot. That rough. Oh, my goodness. If it was your yard, your neighbors would kick you out of the neighborhood, I'm telling you. But that's going to be fun to watch these guys on what should be the toughest test in golf. Well, Jim Brogan, gosh, man, he has been a financial educator and talk show host on News Talk 98.7 for a long, long time. Brogan Financial. Jim Brogan, welcome to the show. First of all, how long have you been doing Living Well? How long have you been doing your show?
Hey, good morning, Phil. It's hard to believe, but this month I'm celebrating 15 years on the radio.
Of More Living. That's 15 years.
15 years, yes, sir. No, well, 15.
That's pretty strong. That's pretty strong.
It's hard to believe, really. I mean, time just flies by.
Well, I mean, you do so many things. I know you've written at least a book, and I know you consult with like people like UT and others. I mean, you're pretty much, and this is a compliment, what I'm going to tell you here. You are like the Neil Denton of financial. Now, we have Neil Denton on here digging into, you know what I'm saying? You know, he knows the answers. You know, you ask him a question and he knows the answer. So you're kind of like that, the Neil Denton there, advising people about money and stuff. So,
well, that's awfully nice of you to say that. I certainly do my best in what are some crazy kinds of markets.
Well, it is crazy, and well, the Fed is, I mean, they're like promising to keep rates low. I mean, near zero for the next, what, 2 or 3 years, I guess.
Over 3 years.
Yeah. So is this a good time to take our money and move it? Is it a good time to go, you know what? I just sold this piece of property. I'm going to invest it in that. Talk about this time and this Fed announcement and what we should be doing or not be doing.
Yeah, that's a great question, Phil. What's unusual about it is the Fed, and they've kind of choreographed that they would be doing this, but you know, going out over 3 years on rate guidance is unprecedented. You know, they usually don't go out that far. And so what they're trying to do is the Fed has shown since the pandemic hit in March, Phil, that they're willing to do whatever they can to help prop up the market. And obviously with low interest rates, that's very good for businesses. It's good for the housing market. I mean, just think of all the things, you know, when cost of capital is low, you know, they're trying to do everything they can to get economic activity boosted. But it does show a level of intervention by the Fed that has been consistent since March. The Fed has intervened more than they ever have. Yeah. And, you know, that's a precedent that might be difficult to unwind, but that's why they're doing it. They're doing it to provide stability and to help buoy the economy.
You know, when I hear, you know, More Living or what we you know, traditionally talk about things like retirement, and as a lot of us look forward in the next few years or whenever to retirement, you want to be able to do things, well, as comfortable as you can. So here's a question with these. My first thought, rates are low, refinance, you know, pay the mortgage off. Should we be doing things like that?
Yeah, that's a great question, Phil. And let's talk about the investment side of this, especially for people getting to retire. Your first question about mortgage rates, you know, mortgage rates are so attractive right now. So it is a good time for those that owe mortgages to be looking at the potential of refinancing. Now, they've got to look at what's that cost to refinance, or can they buy the cost and still get a lower rate than their current mortgage? Where I would be careful with that, Phil, especially for younger folks, is that you don't add years onto your mortgage. You know, if you've got a 30-year mortgage and you're 8 years in,
right,
and you refinance, yeah, yeah, and you refinance to 30 years, well, now you're back at a new 30-year mortgage. Now, if you refinance to a 20-year mortgage, Well, I think that's okay, but be careful that every time you do this, you're not adding more years to the mortgage. Now, the other thing I'll say is I'm a big fan of having the mortgage, if you can, have it paid off when you retire. There's no quick answer of you should absolutely pay it off or you should not pay it off, because with interest rates so low, it's not a right or wrong answer, to be honest with you. I just will tell you, Phil, that the clients I work with, as a rule, people that have their mortgage paid for, things are just more comfortable and easier with fixed income in retirement than if they have the mortgage payment.
I do want to mention
that with this thing with low interest rates for investors and for retirees or people getting ready to retire, it's a very dangerous thing, or maybe challenging thing is a better word, when you're retiring into such a low interest rate environment. Because it's great for people that need capital, you know, to buy a home or for a business that wants to expand. But for somebody who's retiring and needs income from their investments, it's a real challenge because the bond market is not paying much because interest rates are so low. Okay. And if interest rates go up in the future, bonds are going to do worse. So we're on the front edge of what will probably be an historic bear market in traditional U.S. bonds, and that makes the investment world a lot more challenging for someone that's newly retired or getting ready to retire.
So their money, then you would advise them when you talk to them how to distribute their money, maybe not, you know, in the bond market, but somewhere else.
Yes, it doesn't mean they don't own any traditional bonds, but they have to be very, very careful. So there are other safe alternatives that guarantee principal. But I think one of the things, you know, I'm getting a lot of people feel asked that are nervous about the markets with the upcoming election. And, you know, it regardless of which side of the fence somebody stands on politically, everybody is concerned, well, if the other side wins, everything's just going to go to pot. And the thing is, when we invest in the markets, we need to be a long-term investor. We should be looking out 5, 6, 7 years. In the short term, the shorter term that we're looking at, it's just a crapshoot. You get down to 3, 6 months, even a year from now, where is the stock market? It's just a crapshoot. Nobody knows. Market investment should be invested longer term. So, you know, interest rates are really low. So the first thing retirees need, or soon-to-be retirees need to do, is secure income for the next 5 or 6 years with investments that are stable and or secure. But then not, and then that what that allows them to do is take their market investments and focus on where are we in 5 or 6 years, not where are we in 3 months or next year, just a crapshoot in the short term. And I think we have to be careful that we don't overreact to what markets may do around an election. We always get volatile markets. The year of an election is historically the most volatile year we see in a 4-year cycle. So we just have to, you know, not overreact to that and make mistakes. But the flip side is it's very difficult to make money in fixed rate types of instruments. So a diversified portfolio is still very important for long-term growth.
All right. So, you know, you're saying, you know, once we get our statement and it's kind of like, okay, there's that, there's this, maybe we should do this or be patient. I mean, the whole thing, and this is just with stocks, as you said, it is a crapshoot. So, and it is
in the short term. That's
in the short term. So we should then be patient.
Yes. And you know what? You need a plan. You have to know, you know, if I need money in 2 years, where am I going to go to get that money? And is it protected? Because then you are gambling if it's in the stock market. But you need a plan based on, you know, what do I need my money to achieve and when am I going to need it? And invest for that specific outcome. How can you get the greatest likelihood of success? So, and then you try to block out a lot of the white noise, which is what the day-to-day market movements are. They're white noise to most investors. They're not to me because it's what I do for my business, and I have to track that. But for the average investor, it should be white noise day-to-day.
Okay. All right. Very good. Jim Brogan, thank you. More living this weekend. Have you already figured out what you're going to talk about, or is it pretty much most of this?
No, Phil, we're excited. I have the lead co-investigator, Linda Kaw, for NASA's Mars 2020 mission. She's actually a professor over at UT. She's going to be on to talk about the 2020 mission to send up the rover Perseverance to test key technologies for an eventual crewed mission to Mars. It's going to be awesome and exciting to hear that.
Well, I know you have a lot of great, interesting guests, and sounds to me like you're having fun on the radio, too.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I've learned so much in 15 years from having on guests like what we're doing Saturday with Linda Call.
Very good. All right, brother. Thank you so very much. Stay safe. And I don't think it's too early in looking at this cold front weather coming in to have an awesome weekend, Jim Brogan. Thank you so much.
8:47
now. And what a crazy day with Sally we've had in traffic, especially Alcoa Highway area here. Here's Pete Michaels.